It's Brian and Trisha in our morning conversation today. What word is hard for you to say?
Evidently, it's word for you.
It's like something that doesn't roll off your tongue. Some people have more than one. I have a couple that I just, when I say it, my mind just kind of thinks, oh, it's going to come out of your mouth. Is it going to come out right? Like February.
Okay, there's one that I know I used to mess up all the time, but it's not a word that like ever comes up in casual conversation.
Thank goodness for you.
So it's cacophony.
Oh, good grief.
But the only reason that I even know what that word is, there used to be a band called that I liked like 35 years ago. But I didn't have a pronunciation guide and you couldn't Google pronounce words back then. And I don't think my childhood desk dictionary I had in my room, like a little pocket size one, had that in there. So until I was like 35, I pronounced it cacophony.
Cacophony. Like that.
A large amount of noise is a cacophony.
And if you can't say it, just make it fun.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm not even talking about a word that is just, I guess I am talking about a word that is difficult for you to pronounce, but it's like where you're mentally, you're like, oh, I just have to brace for
this. Like you know
this.
You're saying it wrong.
Oh. Or you're afraid you're going to say it wrong.
Not just you pronounce it wrong and nobody corrects
you. Like the word rural, okay?
You said that right.
I did, but that's because I spent days practicing it a few years ago. Actually,
Why?
Several years ago. Because I needed
decided,
to.
I need to learn the word this, I know. This word right.
I needed to know it for work. And with what we do, we talk. And sure. So I needed to say the word rural for something, and so I had to walk around here practicing it because it didn't roll off my tongue right. And I said, well, if I'm going to have to say it a lot, I've got to practice it. So I walked around for days, rural, rural, rural. And so now I can say it correctly, rural. But I'm always afraid it just doesn't roll off right. And nobody probably would even notice, but, you know, it's something that you just kind of have a mental block with.
What if you have not a singular of something, but you have two or more?
A plural?
Do you have trouble with that?
No, not at all.
But that's very close to rural.
Yeah, but it's pluh, not ruh.
What else might
be another word?
February
is a hard one for me. Because
you said that right.
But that R, why do we have another R in there? That's just so strange.
Well, it's like Wednesday has a D in it. It's not Wednesday.
Well, there's a guy that he says that the word particularly is difficult for him. And he knows. He said it messes him up every time. And so instead of saying particularly, he says especially.
Mm.
So you just, you know, kind of work. It's a workaround.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. I've said a lot of words wrong throughout the years that later I learned I was saying incorrectly, so I fixed it. But I don't know that I have something that currently hangs me up.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty interesting. When I was a little kid, what would you call something that might not have any actual worth, but it means something to you?
Value?
True, but what kind of value? It means something to your heart. It's special, but it doesn't really have any real value. Sentimental value.
Oh, okay.
Well, I would hear people say, well, you know, my grandpa gave me this. Really not worth much, but it's got sentimental value. I thought it was one long word, sit-a-biddle bow you. This has sit-a-biddle bow you. I was a dumb kid. And now I'm just a dumb adult.
Oh, geez. Well, give us a call if you have a word that you struggle with or if you just make it into something else like Brian does.
Yeah, it's got sentimental value. Hey, Brian and Trisha, good morning.
I have two words that I've always struggled with.
Let's have them.
One's a dog, a Rottweiler.
Okay.
Okay.
And the other one, if I say it very slow, I can say it, but it's statistics.
Specific?
Statistics, if I say it slow.
Statistics.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, I got it. Yeah. So you just can't talk fast when you're saying that one.
No.
Well, thanks for calling.
It's very funny when you're trying to talk and you're like giving a speech and you have to stop and go, statistics.
Thanks for calling.
No problem.
Oh, so that's good stuff right there.
Yes. I mean, I know that everybody has to have at least one word that just kind of throws them and you just don't realize it until it's getting ready to come out of your mouth. So in the middle of the night or, you know, you're getting ready for bed tonight and you're gonna be like, oh, that's the word.
Yeah.
That's the word.
Yeah. We're getting more calls. Let's head to the phones. Hey, Brian and Trisha.
There's probably only two people in this whole city that can say this word correctly. And I am not one of them. It's in the little brown bottle, starts with a W and you put it like on roast and stuff, or you add it to it.
Worcestershire sauce?
Yes. Oh, you must be one of those two people.
You mean Worcestershire sauce?
Yeah, Worcestershire sauce.
I don't even know if I'm saying it right, but I act like I do, so that makes a difference.
If you can't say something right, you just pronounce the heck out of it and just do it with confidence, you know?
Yeah, throw it out there. What is that called? Worcestershire something like that sauce?
It's Sparfignugan sauce. I don't know. I can't
say it. Me neither. All right, you kids have a greater day.
You too. Bye.
And don't go yet. Camila Cabello, Brian and Trisha, Quixie 98.3. So this morning we've been talking about words that are difficult to pronounce for you or for somebody else. Sometimes they're universally difficult to pronounce, like that sauce that Glenn brought up a minute ago.
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire. Yeah.
I have no idea if I'm saying it right, but I feel like I am.
It's that sauce I put on stuff.
I have the confidence in it.
That artist we just played.
Camila Cabello?
Yes. And it took you a while. You had to write it down phonetically when you first joined the show.
I have the note. Yep, I do. Camila. I phonetically spelled it for myself because I was like, man, that her name just doesn't roll off my tongue very well.
Well, you had been working at a country station across the hall before you joined this show. And, you know, Garth Brooks. That's pretty easy to pronounce.
Yeah. Jason Aldean.
Yeah, it's not too hard to do. But we get a lot of artists from all around the world. Some of these bands have crazy names. And I know when you were like, how is that pronounced?
I mean, I literally still have the piece of paper in here from 2 years ago where I wrote this down. You were Camila Cabello.
You were like, what is a hoobastank?
I knew what a hoobastank was.
Brian and Trisha rolling through your Friday morning, and we've got lots of great prizes to give away at least one an hour all morning long. It's our Fall Into the Prize Closet week. Morning Conversation is up and running on Facebook, getting some traction, and we're taking your calls as well, 270-763-9830. And this is different for everybody.
It is. But
some words are universally difficult.
So we're looking for what word is hard for you to say. Somebody put on Facebook, aluminum.
Oh.
But so that one I'm okay with, but when people call it aluminium,
which is the British pronunciation.
And they're adding that the letter lineup does not match up for me. And so it still looks like it should be aluminum.
Well, the Brits created our language, but our version of their language is very different.
Yes.
So, like, if you and I were going to do some science in a specific room, maybe there's beakers and things around, what kind of place is that?
A laboratory?
Correct. Now, how do they pronounce it?
Laboratory.
And they're wrong, so.
Laboratory. But I'm saying laboratory like it should be L-A-B-R, laboratory.
Well, where does labor, there's no O, I mean... How do you get laboratory?
Laboratory. I don't know.
This just sounds goofy.
What about that Creole seasoning?
Oh, Tony Sacheries.
How is it Sacheries? There's a C-H-A-C-H-E-R-E, I think is how it's spelled.
It looks like chachachery.
I have never been able to say it. Never, ever, ever. We've used it for years.
Coach Krzyzewski. It's not pronounced how it sounds.
Well,
it's looks.
never the same way when it comes out of my mouth. It's always something different.
Oh,
but
so
everybody,
we use
it at
Tony Sacheries at home.
No, we use Tony Chachachiris. Chachachiris.
Tony Chachacons.
Everybody knows what it is, though, when I say it.
So you literally say something different every time?
Because I don't know how to say it at all.
What about that cheese that is frequently dry and powdered and in a can and you shake it on spaghetti?
Parmesan cheese?
Yes. But how many times?
Or is it Parmesan?
I've heard people say Parmesan and Parmesan.
What? There's no I in it.
Parmesan. Yeah.
Parmesan. Why do we call it Jean?
I don't know.
Like S-A-N? Parmesan? Are we saying it right?
I'm not Italian. I have no idea.
Oh, I have so many questions now.
Yeah. So there's a lot of words that are mispronounced out there. And it just gets worse and worse for some people the more they try to do it. So, yeah, we'd love to hear from you. Harvey Castile said he has a difficulty with a certain word.
Signal. But he says when he says it, it comes out like single.
Yeah. I use my turn single.
Somebody else said they have a hard time saying pool noodle.
How do you have a hard time?
Don't ask questions. Don't ask questions.
I'm not judging, but it's like, how is that? I don't know. You know, this is a bad idea. Trying to pronounce some words you have no idea how to pronounce them that are impossible. Our impossible question. Our morning conversation, this morning.
That was hard for you to say. What word is hard for you to say? So the word February does not roll off my tongue easily. Right. I feel like I have a mental block as soon as the F starts. Okay. And then rural. That one, I had to train myself how to say rural correctly because it was a struggle. So we've got all kinds of comments on Facebook. James Best says, volunteering with the American Red Cross, the word that took me forever to learn was A-U-T-O-L-O-G-O-U-S.
Well, we don't know how to pronounce that.
That's why I spelled it. And it says, which means giving blood for yourself for a surgery. So I didn't know that was an option.
So it's like
that's
a self-donation.
Cool. Yeah. But, so
I didn't even know you could do that.
I didn't either.
Wow.
So I asked him to phonetically spell it for us because you and I have been messing it up. We've been trying. And so he phonetically spelled it, and I still don't know how to say it. Autologous? I don't know. I'm trying.
It's egregious. That's what it's egregious.
Egregious.
Giving blood for yourself. It's egregious.
I think it's autologous. That's what I'm going to go with. If I own it,
August.
Yeah. Yes.
It's auto August. It's automatically August every year, right after July. Well, thanks for telling us about that, James. A, we learned something, and B, we still don't know how to pronounce
it. Right. So thanks.
Super helpful.
Give us a call if you have a word that you are willing to just say for us and struggle with it. We'd love to be entertained by you because we don't want to be the only ones that struggle pronouncing words.
Yeah.
And we do this for a living.
Jump on the goofball train.
It's Brian and Trisha, and we are still talking about our morning conversation. What word is hard for you to say? And we have struggled with some of these words.
Yeah.
One, somebody put radiculopathy. I think that radiculopathy, I didn't know what it was, so I had to look it up.
Is it like laughter is the best medicine?
No, it's range of symptoms produced by the pinching of a nerve root in the spinal column. I thought that was just called a pinched nerve.
So no joke, you've been holding your neck for the last 10 minutes. You think you actually hurt yourself laughing.
I have been laughing so hard. I think, I told you, I think I pulled my necular muscle.
Necular muscle.
But my neck hurts right by my shoulder. And I think it's because I've been laughing.
You've got radiculopathy or whatever that is.
I want to say it's radiculopathy, but it sounds ridiculous when I say that. Yeah. I don't know.
It sounds like a Harry Potter spell. Ridiculopathy. All right, let's go to the phones. We're getting a lot of calls. Hey, Brian and Trisha, good morning.
Hey, Brian, how you doing?
We're doing great.
All right, well, my name is Michael Duke, and I'm calling to you from Garfield, Kentucky. I was working at Mike Lennings in Louisville, Kentucky. I was saving up for my third car ever. And the auto dealer told me he thought it was a Scirocco, and it was a Volkswagen. And I said a Scirocco, and I told David L., and he said, I think that said Scirocco.
Yeah, that's how it should be pronounced.
Yeah. But no, I thought I'd call and share that with y'all.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, we're still getting calls. We're getting your texts. We're getting you to hit us up on Facebook as well. What's a word that's hard for you to pronounce? And for some people, there's a lot of them. And we heard from James Best a little bit ago. He's a friend of ours. He works with the Red Cross. Great guy. And tell us that word that he was trying to get us to learn how to say.
Oh, you want me to say it?
Yeah,
okay.
I want you to say it.
He said that the word autologous. L-O-G-O-U-S.
I have no idea.
I don't know how to say it.
All right. Let's go to the phones again. Hey, Brian and Trisha.
Hey, Brian. This is James Bus. I just want to call and let you know how to pronounce that word.
Please do.
It's autologous.
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 Yes, sir.
Okay.
So it's pronounced ophthalmologist.
I knew whenever I said it, I was like, they're going to butcher it anyway, which everybody does anyhow, so.
Thanks, but buddy.
People look at me like, whenever I say, are you doing it autologous? And they're like, huh? And I'm like, why did I learn this word? Because I have to say, are you giving blood for yourself?
It's so much easier to just say that.
Wait a minute. Weren't those the good robots on the Transformers?
No,
the Autobots.
Those were Autobots. Glad that I remember that scene.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Oh,
bye.
Man. So many words being mispronounced this morning. We love it. Hey, Brian and Tricia, good morning.
Good morning. This is Ms. Phillips, and I was calling because I have a word. Okay, let me try to say it. Cinnamon, but I can say ladylike. That's easier.
So, wait a minute. What did you say? What word bothers you?
Cinnamon.
So, we mean like this is a spice that you would put possibly in a roll.
No, it's been cinnamon and ladylike.
Oh, feminine.
Feminine.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought you were saying cinnamon.
I have trouble with the C one, too, so.
Are you willing to try to say that one?
Okay. Cinnamon.
Okay.
Yeah, I did it. Oh. No, I can't do it again later, though.
Oh, so that's why you say ladylike, because you have trouble saying feminine.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Bye. We are Quixie 98.3, Brian and Tricia, and the words just keep coming for our morning conversation. What word is hard for you to say? And there are several that, I mean, not necessarily hard to say, but if your mind just kind of goes into a struggle right before the word comes out of your mouth, and then you're worried about it, but, you know, or sometimes you just can't say it.
Or you've been pronouncing it wrong your whole life and you had no idea.
Yeah.
Until your family makes fun of you and you're like, uh-oh. So, yeah, we're still getting phone calls. We're still getting folks weighing in on Facebook. And we're getting text messages from friends about words that they have difficulties with. It's been a lot of fun so far.
And we're thankful for the people that are willing to call
and embarrass
themselves.
Yeah. And I mean, there's a lot of words that people can't pronounce. And I couldn't come up with one right off the top of my head this morning for me. But Glenn definitely nailed it on the head. He has trouble with it, too. It's that sauce that you squirt on, like, steak or...
Worcestershire.
I think you're saying it right, but I don't know.
In my mind, I am, and that's all that matters, because I say it like I know it.
Yeah.
I have no idea if I'm saying it right.
Let's go to the phones.
Brian and Tricia.
Yes, good morning. This is Betty. Good morning. How you doing?
Doing good. Do you have a word for us?
Well, how about a word that I can pronounce but is long?
Okay.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I think that's how you say it.
Hey, that was pretty good. Now, can you spell it for us?
Oh, that's cool.
Thanks for calling. Okay, so I'm not sure Betty said that right. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
That sounds correct.
From Mary Poppins, but which is a made-up word.
Can you spell it?
It's super... And then I don't know the rest.
Fragile?
Cala. Fragilistic.
Expialidocious.
If sure. you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious.
Jimmy Eat World, Sweetness. We are Quixie 98.3. It is Brian and Trico.
Oh, man. So the theme of the show this morning in our morning conversation is words that are hard to pronounce, and you literally just butchered your own name. Okay, in all seriousness, how's your blood sugar?
It's fine.
Because
my blood
normally
sugar
if you're pronouncing
fine.
Stuff wrong, it's because your blood sugar's crashed.
Thanks for giving me that out, but that's I can't use it in this one.
Oh.
So my name is Tricia. So
what's the name of this show? This award-winning
Brian
show that's now been
Tricia.
Nominated yet again.
Our morning conversation is what word is hard for you to say. Apparently, my old name
Brian
is
Brian and
now.
Tricia. It's Tricia. Na, 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 na. It's Tricia.
I'm done. I am done. You're on your own now, Brian.
All right. We're going to call our buddy Leah. If anybody can say something weird, I know it's her. So, yeah, let's give her a call.
Hello.
Hi, it's Brian and Tricia. Is this Leah?
It is.
Hi,
Leah.
How are you?
I'm great, guys. How are you?
Well, now, we got a text from you that explained that you were wanting to jump in on this hard-to-pronounce words thing. And at first, I assumed it was about you because you've got your Eastern Kentucky kind of thing going on.
I do. Now, this is about my grandma. We call her Mimi. And the Pike County is strong in this one.
The Pike County?
The Pike County is strong in this one. But she cannot pronounce the word pink or the name Elliot.
The word pink, like the color?
The color, yes.
Or the name Elliot?
Yes. So she says pink or the word pink.
What?
Say that again?
Pink.
Pink?
She has a letter or two in it.
She does. It's very Reba McEntire-ish, you know, how she can make a two-syllable word three.
I like the color pink.
Yes. She'll say, oh, that's a beautiful pink shirt you got on. I love that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Okay, so you did not name your child Elliot. What did you name your son?
Jake.
You did okay. That because your grandma can't say Elliot. So even if you'd have wanted to name him Elliot, you couldn't have.
I did have a cousin that named her son Elliot.
Even knowing this?
I don't know if she knew this at the time, but we've known it for years. So she asked us one time, she goes, oh, what's that handsome fella's name with the mustache? So, of course, we have to start naming everybody with a mustache. And she goes, no, his name's Sam, Elliot. Sam Elliot.
Elliot?
Elliot?
Elliot.
So what would you say if the actor from Roadhouse that's not Patrick Swayze was wearing a shirt that's in the color realm of red but is not red?
Oh, let me get my grandma on here real quick. She would say, oh, my goodness, Leah, look over there. It's Sam Elliot, and he's got on the most beautiful pink shirt.
Well, thank you for bringing the Pike County to Hardin County this morning.
You are so welcome, and congratulations on your nomination.
Thank you.
Yes, it is an honor to be nominated for Morning Show of the Year in the state of Kentucky by the Kentucky Broadcasters Association. We won it last year. So, you know, best time to win an award is 2 years in a row.
Well, and even just being one of two finalists, that's pretty sweet.
Absolutely. So you guys have a great morning.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Brian and Tricia, we are Quixie 98.3. So joined this morning by Mackenzie, daughter of Tricca. We've been talking about words that are hard to pronounce or that are difficult for you personally to pronounce or, you know, taking your suggestions and submissions on Facebook as well as phone calls. Did you hear her call herself Tricca on the air?
No, but I've heard about it.
Oh, man. You've been saying that name your whole life.
Yeah.
It's your name, and said it wrong.
Right. Only there. Like two syllables, too.
I know. It's pretty bad. Is there anything that you... I can't think off the top of my head of a word that you struggle with.
No, just that one that Dad always says in Arabic. That
It's
thank
Arabic.
You.
Yeah, well, from America.
Gary can speak some Arabic. He speaks German, and he knows... What is the other... There's another language.
Farsi?
He knows some other one also. He has traveled. He has spent...
He knows a lot.
Yeah, he's been in other countries for long periods of time.
Sure.
So he does know some Arabic. What is the one?
Well, it's thank you. I think thank you is shukran, but then it's like thank you very much. So it's shukran jazilian. I don't know. Everyone else can say it and I can't say it. Well, Kirsten and Dad can say it and I can't.
Say it one more time.
Shukran jazilian. Shukran jazilian.
You're getting closer. I can't say shukran jazilian, maybe?
Something like that.
It sounds like you're speaking Klingon. I don't think that's Arabic.
Yeah, right now, if Dad's
listening, I don't speak Arabic, but that's not Arabic.
He's like, that's not it, honey.
Oh, while you're here, I have to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Your mom likes a certain kind of seasoning that she uses quite a bit.
And
it's got a
little... Poppy uses it.
Uh-huh. It's got a little character on it, and it's Creole seasoning.
Yes.
And it says Tony...
Well, you want to know what I used to call it, what I call it now.
Sure.
It's called... Tony Satcher's, but I'm pretty sure it's like Cheers or something.
It's pronounced Sacheries.
Oh, that's...
But
oh,
it does not look like that.
No. And, you know, I don't pronounce it right ever.
Yeah. I just looked at a green bottle.
Looks like Tony Chaka Khan or something.
I say Tony Shashashashashur or whatever. I say it different every time, so.
We're still getting calls, people pronouncing words incorrectly, sometimes even their own names. Let's go to the phones. Hey, Brian and Tricia.
Yes, I was calling about the words that are hard to pronounce.
Yeah.
You're going to love this one, but mine is Massachusetts. I can't say it.
The state?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Massachusetts?
Thank you.
Try it one more time. I want to hear how you say it.
No.
You called us.
Massachusetts. They're mine. That one.
Oh, thanks for taking part in our shenanigans.
Please tell me you're a geography teacher. Please tell me you're a geography teacher.
No.
All right, we're going to study the East Coast right now. We're going to skip this state. And here's... Who is this?
Tommy, tell me what that one is.
Yeah.
My name is Tammy.
Tammy, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Bye.
So, morning conversation. Uh-huh. We've been talking about this. What word is hard for you to say? And somebody put on Facebook, mischievous. Okay, so I know I am guilty of, I say mischievous. That seems like the more natural way to say it. But there is no I in the vs part that I say.
There is no I in vs.
Yeah. So
I before E, except after vs.
Yeah, there is no I there. So why do I say mischievous? It's mischievous.
Oh, I think I'm going to blow a gasket. Oh, my. There is no I in vs. There is no K in Tricia. But clearly, an hour ago, you called yourself Tricka.
Tricka. It's Brian and Tricka. Oh, so we've gotten a lot of great responses.
How are we nominated for a best morning show in Kentucky? Did no one else apply? I mean, we won it last year. No, other people did apply. By the way, we did get nominated for the second year in a row. We are finalists. It's us against a different station for the championship in this thing. And we don't know how many people filed for this, but we know that we're one of two finalists.
Yeah, we don't know how many people were actually in the main competition, but it's been narrowed down to us and them.
Yeah.
And Adam, he got nominated. He is a finalist for his Forever Friends segment that he does every week. And then we are also a finalist, one of two, for Station of the Year in Kentucky.
Yeah, which we've won before.
Yes. We're thrilled.
Yeah. I see how the station could win. I definitely see how Adam could win. I don't know how we won last year or why we're nominated again. I know us. We're just a couple of dorks that have a microphone, you know?
We sit and talk to each other, uh-huh, and we say weird things. Brian and Tricka.
Sometimes I'm not sure that we're on the air or not, some of the conversations we're having. The only way I can tell the difference is if I have my headphones on.
Well, that doesn't even matter sometimes. You just sit there with your headphones on, you know, it doesn't even really make a difference.
Talking to myself.
Can people hear us?
I don't know.